You are here because you feel called to bring your gift to the world. You want to have your online business that makes money and impact, but it just doesn't feel like to be the right time to start. Like never? This episode is for you. Welcome to the Online Business by Design podcast. I'm your host, Ivana Ivanek, and this is your mindset and marketing podcast to help you build a business next to your 9-to-5 without burning out. And most importantly, enjoying your business journey while you are making money and impact. Grab your favorite note-taking device, lean back, and get inspired. I believe that everything you need to build a business of your dreams is already within you. I have something so cool for you. I want to give you access to my free training, How to Attract the Right Client into Your Business in 2024 without depending on the algorithm only. If you are an expert in your field, you know that growing your business means attracting the right client who seeks what you have to offer. Unfortunately, most struggling entrepreneurs are focusing on crafting their offer first, but without knowing how to attract the right client, you will create content for months without getting paid. Ready to take control of the outcome and save valuable time? The link is in the show notes. Welcome back, friends. It's your host, Ivana Ivanek. So when is it the right time to start an online business? Life always seems to be extra busy when we make plans. Let me take you back to a time where you maybe were thinking to break up with your ex-boyfriend. Let me tell you my story. You may relate to one or the other event. Back in the days when we were younger, when we were at ease giving up on a relationship because we just didn't want to anymore. There was no such a thing anymore like fighting for it. We were just too young. And there was so much out there we wanted to experience, and nobody of us wanted to be held back by a relationship that doesn't serve us. Either he loves me or he does what I want, or I'm gonna break up with him. Was this your thinking back in the days? No judgment here. I think we've all been there before we learned what really matters in relationships. But man, breaking up wasn't easy, even if we decided a long time ago that we are no longer meant to be in this relationship. It was hard to break up, and waiting for the right moment was even harder. It was a constant loop of overthinking, and I was thinking, oh, maybe not right now. Breaking up at this point would be wrong because we have planned a holiday together. We've both been looking forward to it. How to cancel? The moment you come back from vacation, you will be thinking, oh boy, it's his birthday soon. How I'm supposed to make him sad just right before his birthday? Let's wait a little bit. And then you realize, oh, it's your birthday soon. You don't want to be sad on your birthday, do you? Then your birthday passes and you get this invitation that you have to show up as a couple. Your friends would not tolerate for you showing up separated. After that party, there is a family celebration, it's Grandma Atheist's birthday, and everyone on that photo is going to see that you broke up with Josh. Oh my God, and you postpone and postpone because when is the right time to hurt someone else? And when is the right time to hurt yourself because a breakup isn't easy? So we rather postpone our grief and healing and go through the discomfort and make the effort and make excuses to avoid a feeling that might be very uncomfortable. Because there's no right time to hurt someone else or yourself or decide to quit a relationship. Even if it was so much easier back in the days when we were young. And how is it with starting a business? What I like to say is life never stops, no matter what decision you make. Life will always be there.
Life continues and it will continue its way. We can't control most of the things in our life. What I'm hearing a lot right now is school started. So starting a business right now seems impossible. Kids started going to school. I personally do not have children. But I remember these days when I was going to primary school, what a hustle and bustle this was. I didn't want to get up in the morning. I don't want to know how frustrated my mom was. We had so many things to do suddenly. After school, all those arrangements to buy things for school, all the things we were still missing, running around in bookstores, signing up for that activity and this activity. And all I wanted is to play with my friends on the street, like I used to do all summer. And yes, I went to primary school end of 90s, and there was still a time where we could play on the street. I know in many countries, many cities, this is no longer possible. But this is what I was seeking. I didn't want to be put into this place of having to go to bed on time. I didn't even feel tired. I did feel tired in the morning though. So I know how I felt as a child, and I can imagine what that means to be a parent and to get your children in the right mood to go to school. Honestly, when October hit, I was fine. It was just a transition period that appears so difficult. Speaking of October, in many countries, fall holiday is approaching. Oh my goodness, plans are here to be made. Family gatherings, hikes. Then very soon after, we are already planning and looking ahead to the end of the year. It's Christmas. We need to make our dinner plans, buying presents, school holiday again. And life just seems to continue without us even being sometimes fully present. 24 hours a day seems to be nothing. In between, we celebrate birthdays, we are invited to weddings, other celebrations, our dog's birthday, let's not forget. My dog was an excuse for everything. She was an excuse for not going out on Saturdays, and she was an excuse to book the next weekend somewhere in the mountains because my dog needs a good walk in the forest. And after Christmas, when the world shuts down the Christmas lights and everything that's left behind is winter, the world seems so depressing. Starting a right business in this period, although we all have made our New Year's resolutions, seems impossible. The internal motivation just doesn't seem to be existing. It's dark outside. In those countries where you have a transition in seasons. And we are waiting. We are waiting for the depressing winter to be over. In the meantime, school has started again. And then spring hits. Everybody wants to be outside. Everybody wants to go hiking, spend time in parks, picnic, family gatherings in the garden, the barbecues are getting ready again. Who doesn't want to enjoy this time? A little bit extra than usual, because after all, we are coming from a long, depressing winter. And there start the celebrations again. For no reason, because it's spring and we find always a reason to light the barbecue and invite our friends over. I know what I'm speaking about. I'm living in the Caribbean. We have summer all day, every day, the whole year long. So another wrong time to start a business. Very soon, after spring, summer comes. It's time to plan vacation. We are going on vacation. We need to look for extra care for the children because they're not going to school. Life gets busy again, but differently. We want to soak up the warm summer days. And what I hear so often in the online spaces, people are not buying in summer anyways. which is, by the way, a myth. People buy when people buy. It doesn't matter in what season of the year. So even the summer seems to be a wrong time to start your online business. And then guess what? It's September and school starts again. Do you see where I'm going? There isn't such a thing like a right time to do anything, to break up with your boyfriend or to start a business or to get children, to build a house, to quit your job. There isn't such a thing like being fully ready, entirely ready, that all you want to do is go. So how to go about this? I was in this position to make a big decision just a couple of weeks ago. For 4 years, I'm thinking of becoming a speaker. My dream was to speak on stages. So now, I just got my life together in the Caribbean. We moved in January. We were busy with doing paperwork, finding a house, getting the house ready, getting myself settled in. Then I was finally settled in. I got my schedule together. I went to Europe on a vacation. I came back, and there it is. An opportunity to join an academy to become a speaker. I was looking at my schedule ahead and I knew there is still a launch to be planned and executed. There is our Canada vacation planned. Oh my goodness, I'm so looking forward to this. After that, I would need to go to New York to learn how to perform on stage as a speaker. Then we are already in November. Then the very busy period for my partner starts at work, where I am a support to him as he is of support to me when times get busy. And then it's Christmas. And then as soon as Christmas is over, yes, we are not suffering from a depression because of cold weather here, but we have made already plans to travel to Europe. So whenever I think of starting the speaker education, was it in fall or next year in spring, it just doesn't fit. It fits nowhere. And I consciously didn't look of the amount of time that I needed to invest, because at that point I would have said no. If I would have known what it will cost me to go through this program, I would have said no. But I did say yes. Because I did something that I always do when I need to make a decision on how to prioritize my personal goals. What I want to achieve, no matter what happens in life, no matter if I go on vacation 5 times a year, no matter who goes to school, and no matter who wants me to have on their party. Here's an exercise for you. I would like you to go through over the next 1 to 2 weeks. Grab an empty sheet of paper and write down all the activities you do and for how long you are doing them throughout the day. What seems like an extra chore to you right now is actually the magic unfolding right in front of you. You will have an entire and complete overview where you can start canceling out every activity, everything you do throughout the day, throughout your weekend, that you can spare yourself from, that you can easily skip without even missing it. You will be surprised. And then I would like to invite you to do the same with your non-negotiables. These are important because, and I am such an ambassador of this, when you start your online business and you still need to work in your 9-to-5, and we have family, friends, gatherings, Christmas, vacation, whatever there is that comes at us throughout the year, we in no way want to skip our leisure time. This is so important. This is so important because doing what makes us happy makes us feel abundant. Doing what enhances our health is so important to perform well. In no way we can skip that, and not even in the time when we are building a business. I am teaching self and time management during my program Strategic Success, which is a comprehensive business building program, to my students. And when we look at our calendars, the first thing we do, we plan in the things that are a non-negotiable in our week, the fun stuff, the time with our friends, the time in the gym. This is the first thing we put in our calendar, and then we build anything else around it. I know this sounds like a whole different approach to you, but it is important to have fun no matter how big your goal is. When you have done that, you will quickly realize that the question, when is the right time to start a business, isn't a question about time. There is no such a thing like extra time. You will realize that only thing you can do is to make priorities for the time being. Because if you're painting your big vision, your future vision, like you've already made it, you have your business, what do you see? Yes, exactly. You are doing all the great things you wanted to do that your flexible time allows you, that you perhaps might not have right now during your 9-to-5. You can be flexible in your schedule. This is why we, or why many people choose for an online business. This is why I chose for it, because I can work whenever I want and wherever I want on this planet Earth. So when you're looking at the big vision at your future, you are not looking at sacrifice. And why? Doing it while you're building it. You will never ever repeat this again, unless you build a second business, but it will never feel like the first time. And I'm inviting everyone listening here, everyone being on this journey. Yes, entrepreneurship can be hard. It's not always rainbow and roses. But, the big but, in general, in the big picture, on the way to our goal, I want everyone to have fun. So, the moment of feeling entirely ready isn't a feeling of, I have endless time available. It isn't a feeling of, oh, I finally have all the knowledge I need. This is not a feeling of absence of fear and insecurity. None of it. The feeling of being ready to start a business might show up so different. It can be a feeling of, I am so fed up how I'm living my life right now. I want to change something. Wanting to start a business and being ready for it might feel like no longer wanting to get up at 8 a.m. in the morning and going to your soul-sucking job. Wanting to build a business and feeling ready for it might be a huge desire to create change in the world and serve people. Wanting to build a business and feeling ready can be a feeling of being completely neutral about it and excited for what's to come. Not knowing exactly all steps ahead, but only the next step. This is how being ready can feel. And believe me, with you making the decision, you are sending a sign to the universe and everything will fall into place. Everything else is setting priorities and the belief in yourself that you will and you can do it because it is something that is within you. Your calling is yours. No one can ever take this from you. And just by simply waiting, it will never disappear because you have thought it already once. It will haunt you forever and ever. So starting early, meaning now, is what will definitely and most likely make you feel at ease, because you no longer have to overthink. You no longer have to doubt yourself, because with action comes confidence. I was recently asked, what would be my advice to give to someone who is struggling with starting, making the final decision and go all in? What am I supposed to do if I want to start a business, but I just don't see how I can make time available next to everything in life happening without burning myself out? My answer was the following: go and start running. So now, how is that related? Go and start running. Make it a habit to get out of the house 3 times a week. You don't have to run a marathon, nor a half marathon. You don't have to become a fast runner, nor a good runner. Go and run 1 mile, 2 miles, 3 miles, as much as you can. Don't exhaust yourself. It is not about a competition. It's about the habit of doing it. The habit of doing it when the weather is not so nice outside. The habit of doing it when you don't feel like it. The habit of doing it when you have only a little time available, but not all the time available to afterwards have a long extended shower and have a full meal, but also on those days where you have to hop quickly under a shower and grab a sandwich. It is the habit of preparing your running shoes even if you go to bed late, knowing that you have to get up early to put in that run, a short one. Because if you do that, if you manage that for a couple of weeks in a row, you managed to set time aside for yourself. You managed to learn how to prioritize because it was important to you. You managed to do things even if they are uncomfortable. You manage to do things despite the feeling of, oh, I'm tired. Oh, I don't want to. Oh, I feel this, I feel that. It's human. You did it despite all. And you went. You believed and you succeeded. And once you can do that, you can start a business. And anything else you need to succeed is already within you.
Tired of programs that leave you feeling the same? Rewire is Breathing Space's 12-week journey to unlock your true potential through breathwork. Wouldn't it be incredible to experience transformation that awakens your most authentic self and supports you on your business journey? Imagine being supported by your breath and deeply connected to your purpose. Daily breathwork practices and deep release sessions, this is the thing that changes everything. Ready to step into your power? Find the link to join Rewire in the show notes and get the 33% off as thank you for being a valued member of this fabulous community.